Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock breaks Ucore Rare Metals Inc. OTCQX UUF, poised to play pivotal role in REE supply chain. Ucore Rare Metals, listed on TSXIV as UU and OTCQX as UURF, is making strides in securing domestic rare earth elements essential for defense systems and clean energy. The company received an $18.4 million funding agreement from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop a rare earth processing facility in Louisiana. This facility aims to reduce U.S. reliance on China for rare earth elements and will utilize Ucore's Rapid SXTM technology for efficient extraction. The plant will focus on separating key rare earth elements like neodymium and dysprosium, crucial for electric motors and defense systems. Ucore's long-term vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American rare earth supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. Trump's EPA flags a problem with offshore wind permit issued by Maryland. Federal officials are calling on Maryland to reissue a permit for a wind farm off the Ocean City coast due to an error in the original document. The U.S. EPA flagged an issue with the appeal process for the construction permit awarded to U.S. Wind. EPA Administrator Amy Van Blarcom-Lackey stated that any appeal should be filed with the EPA's Environmental Appeals Board, not state courts. Failure to correct this error could invalidate the permit. Maryland Department of the Environment is reviewing the letter and ensuring transparency in permit processes. U.S. Wind is confident in the validity of their permits. The permit in question found no violations of air pollution control regulations, a crucial step for the offshore wind project. Green energy breaks, foremost clean energy litted, NASDAQ FMST, finalizes 100% ownership of Jean Lake Lithium Gold Project in Manitoba. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, listed on NASDAQ as FMST and on CSE as FFAT, has finalized 100% ownership of the Jean Lake Lithium Gold Project in Manitoba. The acquisition was completed with a final cash payment of $75,000 and the issuance of $75,000 in common shares to Mount Morgan Resources Limited. The total purchase amounted to $250,000 in cash and 47,299 shares, meeting all exploration spend requirements. Initial drilling at the project site yielded promising results, including 7.50 grams per ton of gold over 7.66 meters and 1.26% lithium oxide over 3.35 meters. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted the project's potential amid high gold prices and expressed solidarity with Snow Lake residents and First Nations partners affected by wildfires.
Solar Bank Corp. CBOE-CN-GI2 aligns strategy as North American energy policy shifts. Solar Bank Corp., a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects, is strategically aligning itself with the shifting North American energy policy. The company has secured a $100 million financing deal with CIM Group to meet the new U.S. clean energy tax credit requirements. Solar Bank is prioritizing construction on a 97-megawatt portfolio in key states and deploying battery systems in Ontario and Nova Scotia, with a focus on adapting to evolving incentives and managing cross-border policy risks. Solar Bank is positioning itself to benefit from policy developments in the U.S. and Canada.
Investor news breaks: Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HT, advances turnaround with NASDAQ compliance, strategic acquisitions, and Alshola Gas momentum. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, O, has made significant strides in its turnaround efforts, including regaining NASDAQ compliance through a reverse stock split. The company acquired Alshola Gas, targeting $20 million in revenue for 2025, with $7.4 million in new contracts since November. Fusion Fuel also raised $2.58 million and secured a $25 million equity line. In addition, the company agreed to acquire a UK-based fuel distributor for £50 million and signed an agency agreement with Sungrow Hentech Co. Ltd. CEO John Paul highlighted the company's progress in addressing leg issues and building momentum through strategic acquisitions, positioning Fusion Fuel for long-term shareholder value.
Tiny Gems Brakes, Mullen Automotive Inc., Mullen, highlights August as key window for commercial EV incentives. Through Bollinger Motors. Mullen Automotive Inc., Eng, through its subsidiary Bollinger Motors, highlights August as a key window for commercial EV incentives. New York's truck voucher incentive program will be replenished, offering up to $144,000 in vouchers. Combined with the federal 45W tax credit of up to $40,000, fleet operators can save significantly upfront. Bollinger urges swift action as federal credits expire after September 30, 2025. The Bollinger B4, an all-electric Class 4 chassis cab, qualifies for these programs and is designed for performance, safety, and urban fleet versatility.
Hope Hydration raises $20 million Series A led by Pentair. Hope Hydration, the company known for delivering free filtered water through its digitally connected water refill hydro stations, has secured $20 million in Series A funding. The round was led by Pentair PLC, with additional participation from Burnt Island Ventures. This new capital will support Hope's expansion into new markets, manufacturing scale-up, product innovation, and strategic partnerships. Founded by Forbes 30 Under 30 alumnus Jorge Richardson, cultural strategist Christina Necco, and hardware engineer Dave Teague, Hope focuses on reducing single-use plastic waste and promoting sustainable hydration. The company's hydro stations utilize Everpure filtration technology to provide free, high-quality water in cities, stadiums, airports, and commercial spaces. With a goal of 10 million refills by year-end, Hope is on a mission to make clean water more accessible and reduce plastic waste worldwide.
State Roundup. ICE arrests have doubled. EPA says offshore wind permit invalid. State struggles with climate goals. ICE arrests in Maryland have doubled under President Donald Trump's campaign to deport immigrants, with federal agents raiding worksites and removing individuals. Offshore wind project off Ocean City faces setback as EPA deems state's air quality permit invalid. Maryland struggles to meet ambitious climate goals, aiming for 60% emission reduction by 2031. Governor Wes Moore appoints Ed Rothstein to lead Department of Veterans and Military Families. Maryland joins 24 states in lawsuit against Trump administration over frozen education funds. Supreme Court allows Trump to cut U.S. Education Department personnel. Baltimore County's Inspector General selection process disrupted by Baltimore County Executive Klaus Meyer. Maryland Democrats join calls to release Jeffrey Epstein files. Congressman Jamie Raskin advocates for free speech. Baltimore's federal delegation highlights city's progress despite potential disruptions from Trump administration. Opinion criticizes Senator Chris Van Hollen's opposition to FBI HQ move. Ben Jealous on leave from Sierra Club Post amid management criticism.
Series E Summit unveils 2025 agenda and first speakers. SERI has unveiled the agenda and first speakers for eSummit 2025, happening September 8 to 11 in Minneapolis. The event will bring together executives and innovators from leading technology companies, recyclers, policymakers, and sustainability advocates to accelerate the transition to a circular economy for electronics. Confirmed speakers include representatives from Amazon, Google, IBM, Lenovo, and more. The agenda includes pre-summit activities, Expo Plus Day, Fast Forward Day, and Forward Together Day, offering a mix of operational challenges, strategic vision, and collaborative workshops. Registration is open for the event, with all access and Expo Plus one-day passes available. Stay updated on new additions to the lineup and register at electronicsummit.org. SERI is a nonprofit organization driving sustainable electronics practices globally, with programs like the R2 Standard and the SERI Champions Program.
Sauce Labs receives bronze medal from EcoVadis, underscoring sustainability progress. Sauce Labs has been awarded a bronze medal from EcoVadis, recognizing its sustainability progress. The assessment evaluated environmental impact, labor rights, ethics, and more, placing Sauce Labs in the 57th percentile among industry peers. This milestone reflects the company's commitment to responsible business practices. CEO Dr. Prince Kohli emphasizes the importance of sustainability as Sauce Labs continues to evolve. The bronze rating enables alignment with procurement frameworks and onboarding processes that require sustainability credentials. Moving forward, Sauce Labs plans to expand its sustainability efforts with rigorous data collection, emissions tracking, and deeper integration of ESG criteria into internal frameworks. To learn more, visit saucelabs.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.